Letterman's retired. Who's good at three? Going to watch late night and
give
him a farewell.
Oh, yeah, it was a neat thing to be a part of. Yeah, obviously, I've always watched the show, and yeah, I was honored to be a part of it. So, yeah, I don't know yet. I'm going to bed pretty early recently, so we'll see on that. But yeah, I was honored to be a part of that for sure.
Peyton, you seem like a year in a row that your Payback Foundation is spending $1 million. What does that mean? Right. Kind of give back to the places you've lived and been supported by?
Well, it's always felt it's important to help out the communities that have helped. Help me out, help my family out, you know, and obviously living here in Colorado the past 4 years, have a major fundraiser here in Colorado every spring, and had it last summer, and raised a lot of money, and so the money just comes in the foundation and goes back out to the various organizations, you know, that apply for grants, and so, you know, we're proud, we raised a lot of money, and, you know, proud to give it out. I think it makes an impact on these organizations. And I like the fact that we can help a lot of organizations. You know, we helped over 100 organizations helping out kids who don't have it easy. And, majority of the funds, I think about $650,000 or so to Colorado, then the rest kind of spread out. Tennessee, Indiana, Louisiana, the other three communities, you know, they've had an impact on me and my family. So, I think when you hear the feedback from the organizations that it does make a difference, I think it tells you you're doing something right.
Are you there with this offense yet?
No, I've never called myself that. You know, I certainly ask a lot of questions, and I'm always learning. And then, you know, of course, if a young player asks you a question, try to help them out. But I think you always have to be learning and asking a lot of questions. And I ask a lot of questions of Rico and, Coach Kubiak, and, you know, trying to learn from them, and this is the time to ask questions. You know, they kind of encourage that. Ask questions. If you don't ask, that's kind of on you. That's your mistake. So try to ask a lot. Try to learn from any mistakes that you make, and try to kind of just file it all away.
Do you already know that there's maybe a little irony in the keep your feet T-shirts that you were the first guy to maybe fall down today? What happened? You're just a little tangled up or embarrassed?
I don't remember that happening. I think
Gary remembered it.
Yeah, I've already gotten to Steve Boxer, the video guy. That thing's already been erased off the video. So it's the power of being tight with your video guys. It's the advantage of being tight with your video guys. So,
he did say it's a point of emphasis to work under center during this camp because he knows you can operate as a shotgun.
Oh, right. No, we have been done a lot of that during the phase two and the phase three. And I feel like I can do kind of whatever they ask me to do. I feel like I can do it.
Is surveying the defense much different from under center than from the gun? I mean, picking up reads and that kind of thing. What you're looking for?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, obviously, you know, under center you can keep your eyes on the defense a little longer, to tell you the truth. Whereas the shotgun, you gotta, you know, kind of put your eyes on the ball at some point. So probably, you know, in some ways a little easier under center because you can be looking, you know, looking to the left weak safety when the ball's being snapped, whereas a shotgun, you know, your eyes got to be on the ball a little bit more. So probably some things that are easier about under center as far as seeing late rotations and, you know, seeing certain, key players, I guess.
Not to make too much of the under center thing, but doing it in midway through last season, was it a difficult type adjustment rhythm wise for you, and are you glad that, you know, you get an off season to kind of work on that again?
That probably would be making too much of the under center thing. Because, I mean, you can't say that and then, you know, if you don't really mean it, you know. So I think now is the time where we're, you know, trying to figure out what things, work best, you know, for us. I'm sure, you know, I'm not speaking for the coaches, but I'm sure they're, you know, looking at us and seeing what players can do what. And as players, we're trying to, you know, get as comfortable as we can with the plays that we're running. And, I think at some point you kind of figure out what works best for you going into the 2015 season. So certainly, you know, right now we're working on, you know, the different plays that we've installed for that day. This was kind of day one install, and, you know, tomorrow will be a little bit of day one and day two. So you're working on certain things and, you know, certain situations. And so, you know, this is the time to learn and experiment and, you know, see, see what things work, you know, best and what things, you know, probably please the coaches the most, I guess, is probably the key.
How much have you been talking to Demarius over the course of this spring?
Yeah, I keep up with Demarius. I mean, he's my buddy, and, you know, obviously, you know, he's got they have that business side of it to work out, but he's still he's been a great teammate for me, been a great friend here for me since I've been here in Denver. And so, yeah, I keep up with him, and, you know, want him to get back here, obviously, as soon as possible, but certainly want what's best for him, and he certainly deserves, you know, what's best for him.
Do you appreciate the business side for it's one of the only leverage players have, I guess, when they have the franchise tag to stay away. Do you appreciate kind of the situation that he's in with that, or does the teammate part override and you want him to be here going?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, like, you know, I mean, you have your – when you're out there on the field, I mean, you certainly wish that, you know, number 88, you know, was out there. At the same time, you know, Demarius, he's a young player. He has played extremely well in his first few years of his career. And, you know, in my opinion, has established himself as one of the top receivers in the NFL. And like I said, I want what's best for him. You know, obviously, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want him to be out there, you know, on the left or right side, you know, opposite Emmanuel, you know, during these practices. But, you know, like I said, I understand it, and I want what's best for him. I really do. And hopefully there's that happy medium for both sides, and we can get him in here soon and, you know, put that all, you know, behind everybody.
How eager are you to get the O-line solidified?
Well, same thing. I mean, obviously I know there's competition there, and there's coaches that are making evaluations. I mean, everybody's being evaluated. Anytime you have, you know, new coaches here, you know, everybody's being evaluated every single day. And I think as players, you know, we're out there competing, you know, trying to, you know, earn the respect of our coaches. And so, you know, that's all positions, you know, not just, you know, the O-line position. But I know, you know, Coach Barone is putting different guys in different places and trying to see, you know, what guys can handle, moving some guys around. And I know, you know, once that Baltimore game gets here, you know, we'll have the best five guys out there. And plus, you know, the idea is to build some depth there where you're going to have injuries, you're going to have things happen where you can have six, you know, possibly seven, even eight guys playing, because usually you need that during the course of a physical season.
Time for a few more guys.
What's this like for you? Fourth season, and now you're
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, I think you try to get as, you know, comfortable as you possibly can, you know, with that coach that's calling the plays and, you know, meeting with them and, you know, talking to them out here on the practice field. And so, like I said, I'm spending, you know, a lot of time with, you know, with Rico and talking to him. And, you know, I know Coach Kubiak's going to, you know, be, you know, very involved in as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think as much time as you can spend time talking, just, you know, out here on the practice field after a play. You know, if you threw the ball to the tight end, you know, Rico says, hey, you know, just remember your back's going to be over there. Just little reminders. So, I love being coached. I get angry when I'm not coached. And so, so I ask a lot of questions and certainly appreciate any insight and feedback. And I think if you ever, you know, stop listening to coaching or stopped asking questions, then you probably need to be, you know, doing something else. And so this is kind of what that time's for.
Sorry. Different vibe out there. It seemed different. Organized different, different coaches, more yelling.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of our first real practice in shoulder pads and out there. So, yeah, there's a lot of enthusiasm. You know, I'm not getting into the comparisons you know, previous staffs or whatnot. So, you know, I think I'm pretty well documented, you know, how strongly I felt about, you know, our coaches, you know, that were here these first 3 years, and I'm indebted to them. And obviously I'm getting to know, you know, the coaching staff now. But, yeah, I thought there was a lot of enthusiasm out there and a lot of guys flying around. I think you got a lot of guys that are trying to, like I said, compete for jobs and make an impression on coaches. And I'm no different. I'm in that category as well. So that's what, you know, that's what these practices are for, because every day you are, you know, being evaluated. But seemed like there was a lot of energy out there and a pretty good first day.
Getting some last time with Shane Ray yesterday, what was your impression of him?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
The pressures of being a first-round pick. Do you have any advice?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly when you're a first pick to that team. You know, there's expectations that come with it. I mean, I know, you know, the defense is counting on Shane to be a big part of their plan this year. So, yeah, I've enjoyed that. I've done that every single year in that golf tournament, played with, you know, usually the three of the top draft choices. So me and Ty and Max and Shane played together. And, you know, all, you know, it's an old, boring cliche, but all of us need to be sticking with their day jobs, you know, for sure. Shane especially. I will say that first time playing golf yesterday. It's first time playing golf, so that can be a humbling experience. But he and I rode together in the carts, and you know, there's a purpose to it, you know, to try to spend some time with these guys. And you know, we're not talking about golf; we're talking football. And you know, he's asking questions, and I'm trying to help him any way I can. And I'm trying to get to know him. Same with Ty and Max. You know, a couple guys that I think are going to play this year as a rookie offensive lineman. So it was a productive, I'm not sure how good the golf was, but I thought there was pretty good communication and camaraderie amongst the four of us in the, you know, 2.5 hours we were out there together.